Okay, now it is. Well, good morning. I'm at Stamps TV and Appliance Store with Phil Stamp for an interview in Lewisburg, Pennsylvania. Good morning, Phil. How are you doing?
I'm fine.
Thank you very much for this interview. And let me tell you this. Would you mind telling me a little bit about yourself?
About myself? I don't know what you want to know exactly. I've been here in the business, for probably close to 30 years, I guess. The business opened in 1952 by my grandfather. Yeah. My father came after him, and so our store's been here ever since. I've been involved with it. So.
Oh, I see. And what made you take a decision to work in the store? Why not pursue another path, another career, for example?
I did consider that. I did go to school. I have a business degree, so I thought about going other places, but I like the small town atmosphere here. Mm-hmm. The being in the family business started by my grandfather, and I worked with my father here for 25 years, and that was a great experience. So I think all those things combined kind of made it more appealing for me to stay here.
Oh, I see. And it was a good decision for you then? you can see that?
Sure, yeah. I mean, it's worked out pretty well. I really like the interaction with the people. And, again, just being your own boss, so to speak, I think is always nice. You don't have anyone to answer to. So as long as you can make a go of it, I think, there's something appealing to being self-employed.
Okay, thank you very much. And what kind of challenges did you face when you start in the store?
I think the biggest challenge with the small business in the retail end like this is competing with some of the bigger retailers. So finding a way to do that, I think, it's an ongoing challenge, really. I mean, so I would say that's probably, the biggest obstacle.
Okay, thank you. And are you facing any kind of challenge now? I mean, economically?
Well, yeah, I think, obviously when the economy is down a little bit and people panic, they tend to save their money somewhat. And so, you're trying, that makes the competition a little bit more difficult. But again, we're a small store, but we're in a national buying group that has 2,500 dealers in it nationwide. So we kind of pool our resources together, and so it keeps us price competitive. And just by offering service and that kind of thing, just I think is an advantage for us.
Okay. And when problems arise, how do you resolve them?
What kind of a problem?
any kind. You can give me an example. What kind of problems do you arise in this kind of business?
Well, I think whenever you're selling a product, at some point you're going to have some customers that maybe aren't happy with the way the product has performed. So, in that perspective, I think that's being a small business. That's a one advantage, because if someone buys from us, they're going to come back to me, and I'm going to take care of it. So just trying to keep the customers happy, when maybe they feel like they didn't get exactly what they had hoped for. So, those types of things. So we try to do whatever we can in order to give the best customer service.
Okay, thank you. And how have the experiences that you have had during your entire career, influence the way you now run your own business?
Well, I think you get a little bit smarter as you go along and figure out the best way to serve the customers, because in the end, especially a small town, a lot of what our business comes from is word of mouth. Mm-hmm. So I just think how you handle the customers is probably the most important thing for us. So if we want to get return purchases, somebody bought something before and they're happy, so they're going to come back again, you have to make sure that you're giving them good service and meeting their needs.
Right. Thank you very much.
Sure.
And let's move a little bit. And would you mind telling me or describe a typical day for you at work?
I don't know if there is a typical day. just coming in again, you know, you never know what's going to happen on any given day. So a lot of times, you know, the influx of customers coming in shopping. So a lot of times dealing with customers who are looking for a particular product, mm-hmm. trying to find something that's going to, again, meet their needs and to make a sale. Dealing with problems that arise as far as service, customers calling in, needing repairs. So it can get pretty hectic at times, getting mm-hmm. Making sure we get the service done, the deliveries out and whatnot. So I guess that would pretty much just describe it.
Okay. But you have employees.
Yeah, we have a couple of delivery employees and service technician, secretary. Uh-huh. So I'm lucky. I guess I have pretty good employees who get things done, and I don't have a lot of problems in that regard.
And when someone joins your company, how do you orient them as a member of your team?
You know, it's pretty much learn on the fly, I think, here, because it's, you know, we kind of get them acclimated by, you know, throwing them into the fire and, and okay. Right. And, you know, so it's usually, you know, if someone's new, we'll have them work with another employee who's got more experience. So, you know, that kind of balances itself out, and they can, you know, they can be taught things, you know, okay. on the job.
And let me make a last question.
Okay.
How do you keep up with best practices in your industry?
With what?
How do you keep up the best practices? How do you keep up updated? And
through like the manufacturers we deal with, they have a lot of continual training. So new products come out, they have information regarding, you know, the features, how the operation, how they work. Same thing with service. If there's certain service issues where there's maybe a problem, maybe even a recall of a certain product, you know, we'll get information there. So we'll, you know, that way try to stay current with what's going on in terms of new things coming out or, again, service issues.
Okay. And the closing up question, in general, are you happy with your business?
Yeah, I think so, because I just gauge it and the fact that most of the customers that we have seem to be satisfied. We do get a lot of repeat customers, so mm-hmm. you know, I think we're friendly. We do, if a customer comes in, rather than just trying to just sell them anything that we can, we try to find the best product for them that's going to work. Yep. Well, and so in that regard, I think people are happy and keeps our business strong.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Phil, for this interview, and I hope your business still keep on doing well.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yep.